You mentioned you had walnuts. How did you get those ready to eat?
Walnuts. Oh, they were just wild ones, huh?
Did you ever gather them?
Oh, we did. I picked up all the walnuts. Pack them and pick the kernel out, you know.
Well, wasn't there something on the outside that you had to get off?
They have a shell on the outside to peel that off, and then there's a hard walnut shell. You know, wild walnuts are very hard. They have a very hard shell. They're not like the walnuts we buy.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that you pick forever to get the meat out.
Yes, but they black walnuts have a very good flavor.
In your garden, did you ever raise any of these plants that have long pods and little round seeds in and sort of slimy if you boil them too long?
Yes, a lot of them. Poultry. I like that better fried.
That's good.
Yes, fried pretty brown too. It's not slimy like this one.
What did you put in the toe of Claude's sock on Christmas time?
Oh, we put a little Christmas presents, whatever we happened to be able to afford.
You ever give him any fruit in his sock?
Yes, we nearly all have fruit and candies and things like that.
Any special fruit for Christmas?
We'd get apples and oranges and, of course, the Christmas fruits. We always tried to make that a special day at our house because Mr. Beeson's birthday came on Christmas and mine came on Christmas.
And you were just ornery.
And Claude's was the 22nd of December. His came that year being on Christmas.
Boy, that's strange to have
and
three.
It doesn't happen very often.
If you have exhausted the supply of something, you say it's all, it's what?
How's that?
Well, if you have exhausted the supply of something, the oranges, for example, you say, no, the oranges are...
They're all gone.
If someone says, are there any left? You say, no. You want to be emphatic.
Say, no, there ain't any left. There isn't any more, or something like that. A different way to express it.
Now, to get back to your garden again, what sort of things did you grow there?
Oh, we had a variety of things we grew. Beets and radishes and turnips and beans and peas and cucumbers and lettuce and mustard. So almost anything, peppers.
Did you grow these red things for seeds?
The tomatoes.